10 minutes after 12 o'clock, and it is my pleasure to welcome to the studio 2/4 of the band Speaking Suns from right here in Yellow Springs. It's Jake Diebold and Sam Salazar. Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Man, yeah. What a good sound and sound check, I have to say. You guys will
you'll
be at Peaches this Saturday night along with the band Blonde.
Yep.
Who some other of your bandmates are in, and the band Sport Fishing USA, who some other of your band are involved in.
Yes, indeed.
It's going to be quite...
They're all on... actually, we have a record label that started in town called Great Guys Label, and it was actually started by Connor Stratton, who is playing bass for us now. He plays in Blonde as well, and it's a really great thing, I think.
So there's a musical richness, and I'm glad to see... Yeah, you guys are...
Bringing everyone together.
Faceting it. It's nice. Well, I'm so pleased to have you here. There's a lot to talk about, but if you would be so kind as to start us off with a tune, tell us a little bit about it, and then just go right ahead.
Certainly. This one's called Judas in Bloom, and it's a rather dark song, but I'll let you guys figure it out.
Dark song for a rainy day.
Right.
Speaking Suns, live on Excursions.
Oh, the devil.
my mind's made up. I must be high. My tongue is tied and so are my eyes. But it's not all the time, it's just some of the time. It's not all of our time, it's just some of the time. It's true, oh, it's true. I'm Judas in
like that one quite a lot.
Well, thank you.
It's masquerading as a joyful song.
Yeah, it really is. The music is more uplifting than the lyrics are.
It's very lulling. We're with Speaking Suns members Jake Diebold and Sam Salazar. Sam on the keys, Jake playing the guitar and singing. So yep. Doesn't sounds like you don't even need those slackers, David Byrne and Connor Stratton.
Right, yeah, they got their whole school and work thing going on.
Whatever. We all got our problems.
I'm so pleased you could come in today. You're live on stage this Saturday night at Peaches here in Yellow Springs with Blonde and Sport Fishing USA. What time does the show get underway?
Music will start at 9.
Okay.
Or slightly after.
Thereabouts.
And, yeah, and the whole idea of the show is to raise money for the Great Guys label so they can put money back into the bands.
Nice.
So essentially, it's helping local music and this whole collective we have going in Yellow Springs and Athens. So
you can come out and see a show and sort of support a great cause.
Right, right.
In one fell swoop.
Exactly.
Yeah, so if you were looking for the Kickstarter campaign, should you search Speaking Suns in Kickstarter or
Yes.
Good Guy Records?
You can search Speaking Suns just on Google, Speaking Suns Kickstarter, or you can go to our Facebook page. And yeah, you can help donate to our album that we are releasing this next month. Or so this well, next
yeah,
month.
Yeah, yeah. Within a month or so, we've got a few
around there.
One or two trips to the studio again, and then we'll be mixing and mastering, and then printing off all of our little compact discs.
And vinyl. We have vinyl.
Oh yes, vinyl.
Hot pink. Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
We only have a few of those. We only have a few hundred.
Wow.
So get them.
Get them while they're hot.
Get them while they're hot pink, baby. Yeah. That's right. We got Speaking Suns, or at least 2/4 of them, in the studio today. They're at a pretty cool fundraising event this Saturday night. And you can find out more. Search Speaking Suns. That's Suns as in hot pink ball in the sky, not Sons and Daughters. S-U-N-S. Speaking Suns and Kickstarter. And you can find out more and put a few bucks in the hat if you'd like to. Will the tune we just heard be on that record?
Yep, it will definitely. So nice. It will kick off the record, actually.
Oh, you already know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet we have a to-be-announced album title.
Right. We have the track listing. We have the album art. We have everything except the name of the album.
It'll come. I didn't name my children until after they were born.
Right.
So it'll come.
I feel like I'm going to be one of those people.
2/4 of the great Speaking Suns from right here in Yellow Springs, Jake Diebold and Sam Salazar. Would you do us another and tell us a little bit about it?
Certainly. Well, it happens to be another kind of gloomy song. It's called The Disenchanted, and it was sort of stolen from the Gatsby, Great Gatsby, influenced by that. So that whole sort of message.
So how about it?
We'll take a
stab. Yeah. Speaking Suns, or at least most of them, live on Excursions.
And we all keep on breathing, and we houses, they're all haunted, and it's everything you ever wanted. All the dreams, drunk and asleep, where the beats live, soft suburban scene. It don't matter, it don't matter, it don't matter, it don't matter much, it don't matter, it don't matter.
Keyboard gives such a dreamy quality to all of it.
I know.
Oh, I thank you.
Very lulling. But somehow I don't quite believe it. I think at least some of it matters.
Right.
A little bit.
The fact that it doesn't matter matters.
Right. And I guess that's the whole point.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah. More or less.
I like it. We've got less than more. Which way, you know? Well, that's nice. It's a nice ponderance, that one. I enjoyed that quite a lot. That's Jake Diebold, Sam Salazar, live in the studio. They'll be live on stage with their bandmates David Byrne and Connor Stratton this Saturday. They're all in Speaking Suns. The band Blonde will play as well, Sport Fishing USA. And they got a Kickstarter campaign going. So when did you start this Kickstarter campaign? Now, see, I'm curious. Do they give you a time limit? Can you just fundraise forever? What are the requirements to get involved?
Well, you have to propose your idea to the guys at the Kickstarter HQ, and if it's a good enough idea, they'll be like, all right, you have 30 days. You have to make a promotional video, and you have to kind of, you know, lay out your guidelines, and we'll lay out ours. So we have 30 days to kind of just get as viral as possible on the internet, sharing our links on Facebook sites and blogs and things like that. And people will watch the video and be like, oh, wow, these guys look really great. I think they're going to use the money that I want to give them wisely, and they will donate. And we have to make, you know, a goal. Our goal was $2,600, And so we have to reach that goal by the end of 30 days. And if we don't reach that, then our donors will get their money back and,
wow.
and we will get nothing.
Right.
And,
how
and
interesting.
Not have an album. But if we do make it, then Kickstarter takes a small percentage of that just because so they can continue to be
the man.
To
have, the
great.
Yeah.
Right.
So when did you start and how close are you?
Well, we started 22 days ago or so.
Oh.
Yep.
So in the whole stretch.
A week left.
Yeah, we've got just a little over a week left, and it was looking doubtful that we were going to make it for a moment there, but thanks to a very generous contributor, we are now $500 or $600 over our initial goal.
Do you get to keep that extra money?
We get to keep all the extra money.
We need it badly.
Will you use it wisely was my next question.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It'll go towards the album in one way or another, pressing.
Maybe a neon green vinyl,
yeah,
too.
Right. Who knows?
Yes. It all.
No one knows. Aww. We don't even know.
Right. Yeah.
Well, what a great, great initiative. And it's all art, correct? Kickstarter. There's other funding sites I'm becoming aware of, but Kickstarter is specifically for artists and art initiatives, right?
Yes.
And that includes, you know, technology. You know, I think one of the great Kickstarter things that either is happening now or just finished was a publicly controlled satellite that they put up in space, and people can go onto the website and kind of, you know, like vote and decide where the satellite is going to point, and they can just kind of explore space, like, together as, like, the world community. It's, like, really incredible stuff. So things as small as hometown record labels printing CDs and as big as, you know,
taking an eye and looking back at ourselves.
Exploring the final frontier.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, and thanks, guys, both of you, for coming by today.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you can find them on Facebook, and I think you can click through a lot of links on the Facebook page. It's two words, Speaking Suns, as in not moons, but suns, Speaking Suns, and a lot there for you. You can throw some dollars in the hat for their campaign as well. Gentlemen, would you play one more for us?
Certainly, yeah. We'll take you out with this brand new one. I don't think we've ever played it. Except for, like,
it's one. A broadcast debut.
Yeah, right.
You mean you haven't even played it between you?
I have no idea what we're doing.
We're just going on a whim.
I don't even know why I'm here anymore.
Just going to follow
It's really
along.
Frightening, actually.
Gentlemen, you're delightful. John Diebold and Sam Salazar live in the studio today, Speaking Suns.
All this symmetry in between everything, you and me, all the whole wide country, and all of symmetry. What is happening to all my friends and all this country land is vanishing. So go across the whole wide country, see all this symmetry. Go on down the road you are. Bye.
broadcast debut with Speaking Sense. I'm assuming that is called Symmetry.
Yep, that is.
Lovely
that is.
Tune. Just
thank you.
Lovely. Congratulations on everything. Good luck. Have a great show this Saturday at Peaches Blonde. Will be on stage as well. Sport Fishing USA, too. And the other two-fourths
right.
of your band.
They will be here.
In full glory. Speaking Sons, live on Excursions on 91.3. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.